Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents When Christ and His Saints Slept by Sharon K. Penman, narrated by Anne Plusnik. Prologue. Chartres Cathedral, France, January 1101. Stephen was never to forget his fifth birthday, for that was the day he lost his father. In actual fact, that wasn't precisely so. But childhood memories are not woven from facts alone, and that was how he would remember it. He'd come with his parents and two elder brothers to this great church of the Blessed Mary to hear a bishop preach about the crusade. He didn't know who the bishop was, but his sermon was a long, dull one, and Stephen had fidgeted and squirmed through most of it, for he was safely out of his mother's reach. She had no patience with childhood mischief, no patience with mischief of any kind. "Remember who you are," was her favourite maternal rebuke, and her older children had soon learned to disregard that warning at their peril. But it puzzled Stephen. Why would he forget? He knew very well who he was. Stephen of Blois, son and namesake of the Count of Blois and the Lady Adela, daughter of William the Bastard, King of England and Duke of Normandy. Stephen had never met his celebrated grandfather, but he knew he'd been a great man. His mother often said so. Stephen knew about the Crusade, too, for people talked about it all the time. His father had taken the cross, gone off to free the Holy Land from the infidel. Stephen was still in his cradle then, and too when his